Flutterby whispers, sunshine, forest, moss, sweet and condensed baker's fingers. I woke up from a dream to the flick of your eyelashes on my nipple. Jenga limbs, your warm breath and beard tickling my ribs. The weight of your brain on my chest and now on my mind. I parted my legs farther, more exposure for you to touch me right. Touch me right there. You tilted your head and looked at me. Those eyes. A nip on my nipple and a smooch on my neck in that hollow that makes my mind swim. On your way up for a long, slow, deep kiss on my mouth. Your fingers swirling and dipping and wilding me. You smelled like last night's lovemaking. Vanilla bean with traces of twat, I thought to myself. My eyes must have giggled because you gave me an inquiring look. I grabbed the back of your head and pulled you in for more kisses. Oh, I adore your mouth. How expressive it is without sound. Oh, the perfect heart for your whiskers. What it does to me when the tenderest center of my arousal rides it. With each closed-eyed kiss, I relived yesterday's full day of teasing, anticipation, and fuck-fasting until our volcanic finale. Oh. Your hands were bound behind you. You were blindfolded. Oh. Begging. Your tongue on my clit, cock twitching and spewing warm spatters on my back as I uncontrollably let it slip from my mouth, throwing my head back and shaking, oh, lost in the orgasm you just gave me. Oh, fuck. 69, such a sensual number. Oh, that was my turn. Yesterday had been mine. But today, I felt the tips of my hair for evidence of last night's fulfillment. It was there. Traces of dried cum. Yours on my fringe and mine on your scruff. I caught and held my breath at the remembrance. Oh, God, how I loved the build-up. And your understanding. And perseverance. And persistent erection throughout the day as our desire built hour by hour. When it was done, when we were sated and spent, before we fell into lustful, loving sleep. I had kissed you and given you instructions. Tomorrow, it's your turn, I said. I listened to the morning birds and reached between my thighs, the upper softest of smooth, and put my hand on top of yours. I had thought to guide it, choreograph its dance, its rhythm, direction, tempo. You pushed my hand away. Today is my turn. I closed my eyes and tried to center on the sensations. Your cheek back on my breast, the length and weight of your arm across my abdomen, the musicality of your fingers, adagio, andante, mezzo forte. I reached for your cock and held it in my hand and mirrored your play. Crescendo, please, I asked as you led me to the edge. You sparkled and stopped, sat up, and then knelt between my legs. I raised them, prepared to wrap you tightly. My missionary man, poised for prayer at the altar of my pussy. Make it a religious experience, baby. I laughed through a moan as you wetted the tip of your cock up and down my slit. You tapped my clit with it between shallow head depth waves into my entrance. Oh, you heretic, I growled. I know you want it as bad as I do. Come on, baby. Just fuck me. I thought I moved fast enough. My signature scissors, a squeeze, pro wrestling takedown, hurricane rana move. I was going to spin you and ride you until you hallucinated. Oh, but you anticipated what was coming, caught my leg, flipped me over flat on my belly, and pinned my wrists behind my back. A little prone bone action. I laughed into the sheets, my face in the mattress. Your weight shifted on top of me. You forced my legs open with your knees. I felt your erection drag across my ass, and I arched to give you access. Oh, fuck my holes, I demanded. We were both so charged, your breathing had deepened and quickened. And your cock was full on concrete, vascular, flaming. I held my breath, readying for the pounding. But instead, you released my wrists and pulled me up onto all fours. Today, it's my turn, you reminded me. I could hear the smile in your voice. Your hands warmed over my butt cheeks, rubbed up and down my back, my sides, like you were preparing a colt for the feel of his first saddle. You reached around for a tender squeeze of my breasts, then held me by the hips for a moment. Oh, pulling me back against you. Your dick proud and momentarily frictioning between us as I ground backwards, searching to be filled. You sweetly floated a finger across my clit, my pussy lips, up my taint, and ended with a gentle push on my pucker. Come on, let's go bathe, you said. You took me by the hand and led me toward the bathroom. Oh, you had me so desperate. Shower. Cold. Frosty, even. I winked at you. I just wanted to hump your leg. We didn't shower. Instead, you filled the large bathtub, and we soaped and soaked until the pads of our fingers and toes were raisins. Hey, baby, you a raisin? 'Cause you a raisin my cock, you joked. Oh, there are places you kiss on my neck that make me cream. You found every single one as you massaged citrus and lavender into my hair and bubbled it over our skin. No, oh, what is it about shared personal care that feels so intimate and turns me on so much? We took turns drying each other, kissing wet lashes, fondling pistol and stamen, naked mimosas for brunch. You picked out a sundress for me to wear. No bra or panties. Each normal routine activity you sexualized, keeping me constantly needing with punctuations of neck kisses, ass pats, breast nuzzles, and lip-biting stares. I needed panties to keep from snailing every place I sat down. An afternoon trip to the farmer's market held the promise of some deliciousness you would seduce me with at dinner. But before we left, as I sat on the end of our bed tying my sandals, you knelt in front of me, pushed apart my knees, and feasted. I moaned and closed my eyes, with your hair curled through my fists, your tongue flicking my already swollen clit, and the tip of your finger softly rimming my asshole. You rocketed me. You had been expertly balancing my arousal right on the cusp for hours, but your ravenous mouth on my pussy handed me. I fell over the edge and climaxed hard. It was sudden, surprising, and almost painful. I nearly screamed while I clenched and spasmed and gasped, feeling for your cock. In desperation, oh, to have you fill me so you could feel my orgasm too. Oh. I dropped back on the bed. Your head was in my lap as you watched me come down. Oh. Wow, I panted. Weren't you saving that for after dinner? You reached up, cupping my tits through my dress as you planted kisses on my inner edges between words. Mm-mm. But it's still my turn, you said.